Welcome to Loyalty Discussions with White Label Loyalty, where we cover everything you need to know about customer loyalty, retention, and rewards. We're interviewing experts from all industries to help you keep your customers coming back for more. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the next part of our episode, Why Loyalty Programs Fail. So in the first segment, we walked you through all the reasons why loyalty programs can fail. And it ultimately all comes down to one thing, which is data. So in this section, we're going to walk through all the different data capture methods that you can use in a loyalty program, the pros and cons of each, and what kind of insights you can get depending on which data capture method you choose. As we covered in the first segment, to satisfy your customers' expectations, you need to collect the right data, but you also need to collect data and turn it into insights. Then you need to have the right tools in place to use these insights to satisfy your customers' wants and needs. So we're going to start with the basics. How do you collect customer data with a loyalty program? Well, there's lots of different methods. And depending on the method you choose, you'll get different kinds of insights. The data capture methods you choose also depends on what kind of customer experience you'd like to create. So let's get into the options. The first data capture method, which is a really popular one, is receipt scanning. Christina, could you give us a quick overview of what receipt scanning is and who it is best for?
Sure, yeah. Receipt scanning has increased in popularity recently for the right reasons, I would say. So receipt scanning, as you might imagine from the name, is essentially a technology that allows you to simply scan a receipt by taking a picture. And then when it gets uploaded to the technology, it manages to extract all the data from it, whether it's from a printed receipt or a printed invoice, or even we're currently able to also work with e-receipts or email confirmations. And so it's a really easy way to collect customer transactional information and feed it right into a loyalty program. In terms of who it's usually best for, so in our experience, we found that a lot of B2B companies tend to go for receipt scanning, as it's a really, really nice way to collect B2B transactional data. Either it's brands or manufacturers who sell through kind of varied and complex sales channels, such as going through wholesalers and then wholesalers selling directly to retailers. Some of them like to incentivize the maybe convenience stores or whichever retailers to keep buying that brand for their store. And then similarly, within the B2C space, however, or even D2C space, actually, since the pandemic in particular, this has been an area of growth that we've seen, with FMCG and CPG brands in particular. Historically, they had obviously been selling through very complex sales channels, very traditional routes to market. And ever since COVID, they've kind of very quickly realized that, first of all, they can't be as reliant on these, especially when it comes to customer data. And they've explored ways to engage their end customers directly. And one of the ways that they've been able to do that, and we've been helping brands, including PepsiCo, for example, to collect customer data directly, has been receipt scanning. So it's really quite a flexible piece of technology when it's kind of robust enough to work on these projects.
I do think receipt scanning is actually really quite an exciting piece of technology, especially in terms of the specific insights that you can collect. So can you just give us a quick overview of the kind of information that a brand could gather from receipt scanning?
It tends to vary quite a lot. To simplify it, anything that's on the receipt can be picked up by the receipt scanning technology, at least by our receipt scanning technology. Obviously, there's lots of other types of receipt scanners. There's loads of receipt scanning apps, actually, but all of them kind of have varying levels of complexity that they're able to manage. But our technology can pretty much pick up every single piece of information and data that's printed on the receipt, or that's kind of viewed in the PDF or in the email. So everything from who was at the checkout selling it, what time did the transaction happen, all of the line items, including the VAT, the subtotal, the total, the venue that it happened at, you know, the whichever, for example, in a franchisee system, which branch was it in, etc. So really, it's any type of data that's on the receipt, which obviously means that it's extremely powerful in collecting data, unlike many other technologies.
A couple of other advantages that you get when you choose receipt scanning as your data capture method is that it's very fast and accurate. This works even for businesses that have quite complicated invoices or receipts layout. And that's because as part of our receipt scanning technology, it uses AI, which can quickly map the layout of any kind of receipt or invoice to extract the data. So if you have a receipt that maybe is a little bit unconventional, you don't need to worry about that. Receipt scanning is also really great for complicated businesses, as you said. So it doesn't really matter how many outlets you have, or even if you have a use case where you're selling into third parties, you can still use receipt scanning. So this is something that we use with one of our clients, Wavin, who is a supplier that sells into third party retailers. So Wavin have been able to use receipt scanning so their end consumer can scan their receipt when they pick up a Wavin product in a third party retailer. And Wavin can then collect that customer information and all of that transaction data that you just mentioned without having to rely on gathering the data from the third party retailer. So it's a great way of businesses to kind of become more independent in their data capture method, especially for businesses that have sales channels that are quite complicated or fragmented. In terms of any disadvantage to receipt scanning, is there anything that a business should consider?
Sure, yeah. As you said, it's true that it's extremely powerful, especially for big enterprises. It used to be so difficult to really collect any customer data via these retailers or wholesalers that they sell through. But yes, of course, there's always some disadvantages. I would say that one of the main ones, of course, that stands out, especially in today's kind of completely frictionless world, is that since receipt scanning is a technology that is a kind of enabling you to connect the online world with the offline world, it obviously means that there is some friction in that. Obviously, the customer needs to take a photo of that receipt and upload it. It's not actually that difficult, but it is something to kind of bear in mind. And I'm sure that some industries or some brands, this is not the kind of experience they might be looking for, especially when it's in like a, you know, luxury industry. Little things like this would mean that that type of customer would never really bother to do something like that, because why would they? There's some other kind of little things to bear in mind when it comes to taking the photo. Of course, there's some prone to error, you know, user error in terms of capturing correctly and quality of the photo, etc. But those sorts of things can be quite easily rectified, and usually our clients are able to resolve that within their customer support quite easily. So that's pretty much it.
For brands looking for perhaps a more seamless data capture method from a customer point of view, we also have that option of card linking. So card linking is very seamless and frictionless because it basically just turns your payment card into a loyalty card. So instead of a customer having to carry around a separate loyalty card, they simply use their payment card as they usually would. So all a customer really needs to do is link their payment card to the relevant loyalty scheme, and then every transaction they make is recorded. It's a way of monitoring transactions and being part of a loyalty scheme without having to do any extra work. You don't have to log your transactions separately or scan QR codes or carry an extra loyalty card around. So card linking is a really great option for any business that wants a really seamless data capture for their customers. Can you, again, please talk us through the main benefits that a business would see if they choose card linking?
The fact that it's completely frictionless is the biggest advantage of card linking. For anyone looking to make it really as simple as possible for a customer to be utilizing the loyalty program in that they're collecting their points, card linking is a really great option. Of course, there is and always will be still the other part to it that you will need to take care of. When it's this seamless, you need to make sure that people don't forget that they're actually collecting points and that there might be some points that they want to redeem. But yeah, in terms of the collection and in terms of you collecting data, that's really great because it's linked directly with the system. You could even put use it with your Apple Pay or Google Pay, so you don't really, you know, it's kind of all up to date in terms of technology and trends that consumers are kind of using at the moment. It also means that it's, you know, quick and easy to set up in terms of bringing your loyalty program live quite quickly. It's all directly integrated with all Visa, MasterCard, and American Express cards. So everything is compatible wherever you go with any payment terminal. But then, of course, one kind of unknown that many prospects of ours, when they come and ask about card linking, something that they're kind of wary of is security. Because, of course, when you're dealing with credit cards and financial data, it makes sense that consumers would be very wary, which means that the businesses need to be very wary of that as well. But not to worry, obviously this technology has come really far and security is completely taken care of. So just make sure that when you are choosing a software that is using card linking, that it's full PCI compliant, it has card tokenization and these sorts of things. But most of the time, if you're going with seasoned supplier, this is already established and you don't really need to take care about that at all.
A really good case study for card linking is one that's been launched this year by Dubai Holding, which is a first countrywide loyalty scheme. And they opted for card linking because their users can simply connect their payment cards to their Dubai Ticket app, where they can start earning rewards really easily just for shopping in participating outlets like shops, restaurants, and other entertainment venues. So it's really just comes back to that ease of use and where the customer really doesn't have to think about making those extra steps just to earn points or earn rewards. And we're really excited to see how this card linking app goes. And in terms of disadvantages then, are there any kind of drawbacks to choosing card linking?
Yes, there's one main difference between receipt scanning and card linking, and that's unfortunately a disadvantage to card linking, is that unlike with receipt scanning, where you are able to pick up every single detail of data on the receipt, with card linking, you don't get that level of detail. So you'll just get the total paid and the time of the transaction, something generic as that. So you won't really, if you're after knowing what products your customers are buying specifically, what SKUs they're buying, how often, and all of this type of detail, card linking wouldn't really be the best option for you because this is not something that you can get, again, due to obviously security reasons and the type of information that is actually carried out through the credit card.
And for any businesses who are already collecting data, there are some other options that you could choose. And these are integrations. So we offer some different integrations. You can integrate your CRM or ERP, and you can also do an EPOS integration. And that's great because it means that you're using data that you're already collecting in your loyalty scheme. And it really makes sense to put everything in one place so that you have one platform, one version of the truth. So integrations are a really great option for anyone that's already collecting data and just wants to make sure it's all in one place.
Yeah, especially in enterprise loyalty, this comes up a lot because obviously these are the types of businesses that already have a lot of data on their hands and they want to be able to use it, and as well as they want to be able to send the data that they will start collecting with their new loyalty program, they want to be able to send it back into their existing systems that they're already using for their email marketing and all of their other campaign and reporting and other types of use for the data internally. So definitely, this is a big topic within loyalty, and just making sure that If you're looking for a solution that easily integratable, you know, looking for API first solutions is always advisable.
Now that a business has chosen a relevant data capture option, how would they go about turning that data into insight? Can you talk a bit about the capabilities of our platform in terms of what can you actually do once that data is coming in?
Sure, yeah, it's a great question because we always say that we always talk a lot about data-driven loyalty. Everything should be based on facts rather than just assumptions. But your data is only as useful if it's easy to access and interpret. So what we see a lot of prospects that come to us looking for a loyalty scheme platform, they're asking about our reporting capabilities, and most of the good technology providers already have reportings and dashboards set out out of the box, which is the case with us as well. But this is crucial because you really need to be able to connect all of the different data points to create stories, to really understand your individual users, but also be able to do things like segmentation and interpretation of what each of the kind of data flow, what they mean. So yes, it's great to collect information about customer transactions. And especially if you have, for example, receipt scanning, you have all of the line items. Well, how do I then take all of this data to create personalized campaigns and make personalized offers that would really resonate with that audience rather than just sending a random campaign based on my presumptions about those customers? This is where the power of having a data-driven loyalty program really lies. So being able to interpret that is important. There's a couple of different options you have, of course. If you have the capabilities already in-house, then you're probably just looking to have some sort of reporting done within the loyalty platform. Alternatively, you might not have as much resource internally, so you might be looking for somebody else to be doing those interpretations for you and helping you with the loyalty strategy. That's also possible. There's loads of really, really skilled loyalty consultants out there, and I'm sure that you know, if you're working with a platform provider, they can recommend someone if they don't already have their own consultant in-house. But then, of course, an even more exciting option is utilizing even more tech. So we, for example, we've created an AI module. So utilizing the strength of machine learning and artificial intelligence that we're really, really obsessed by in our company, we've created this module, which basically helps you do really smart customer segmentation based on things like life cycle stages to help you identify high value customers and tell them apart from the low value customers so that you can do things like predicting churn and intervening at the right time, but only with the customers that you know make sense to save. In a way that sounds odd because you might think that every single customer is surely worth saving. But actually, when you start using smart algorithms that learn from your data, they might be able to tell you, actually, there is this segment of customers who, you know, is likely to churn soon. However, it's probably not worth you putting even more money into campaigning to them. Actually, if you put your money instead to this segment and send them this personalized offer next, we know that you'll get much better return on investment. So there's some really, really smart things happening, and these are, you know, being worked on all the time. Our AI module is continually improving. We're working on it internally. And if that's something that you might be looking at, then definitely get in touch and we'd love to have you using it.
Amazing. So it's really clear that a business can get a lot of insights with a loyalty program that they might not be able to access before. So just to wrap up, there are a few different types of data capture methods available. You have receipt scanning, which is really great for brands who want detailed insights into what their customers are buying. And it's obviously a really popular way of gaining first party data. Then you have card linking, which is a great option for those who are looking for a really easy and seamless customer experience. Then you have the integration options, which is essentially a way of making the most of data that you're already collecting. And then you have so many features available to you where you can turn that data you're collecting into insight. So as we just spoke about, the AI module that can help you do things like predict churn, and you can get access to ways of generating charts and graphs so that you can make sure everything is really clear and actionable. So in the next segment, we are going to walk you through how to get started on creating a loyalty program in your business. So we've covered the things to avoid in the first segment with why loyalty programs fail. We've just covered all of the data capture options, which are really, really important when it comes to creating a loyalty program. And the final segment of this episode is going to focus more on strategy. So it's great for anyone who is ready to start mapping out what their loyalty program could look like.